FM. I'm alright. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
Well, all right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard the Local Hour here on my favorite two AM radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonners Ferry, 1400 AM KSBT in somewhat soggy Sandpoint, and it is a very soggy day today. I'm your host, Bob Witte. We're in North Idaho, of course. It's Thursday, so it's called North Idaho Thursday, and we've got another good show for you today. First up, we'll be chatting with some folks from Music Bridges Borders. Rick and Eleanor Reed will be with us, as well as Sandy Nicholson, and we'll find out what they're all about and talk about a fun event they have coming up this Saturday outside at Eichhardt's. You'll learn all about that in just a moment here. And in our second segment, we'll have our monthly installment with the Panada Theater. Find out what's happening at the Panada during the month of May. Executive Director Veronica Knowlton will join us once again. And in our final segment today, we'll welcome in Eric Nelson and Carl Kleinkopf. They are board members with Great Northern Disc Golf. Yeah, this is a subject we haven't talked much about on the show over the years. Great Northern Disc Golf. They'll be here to talk about the Sandpoint Disc Golf Course and some cool events they have coming up in the near future. So we look forward to that. Coming up this weekend, see, not only is it Cinco de Mayo today, and we'll talk more about that as the day progresses, but and happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody. A great day to drink cervezas and eat tacos and whatever, stuff like that. Just have a good time. But also there's a big Cinco de Mayo party that we'll be talking to Rick and Eleanor and Sandy about in a moment. That's on Saturday. But there's a Cinco de Mayo party today outside at the old Truby's building, 2nd and Main. Well, it'd be inside in the Truby's building, but they're going to have some pop-ups up there and stuff and Mexican beers and food, and just it's put on by Leadership Sandpoint. It's going to be a lot of fun. Starts at 4:30 this afternoon, so bundle on up and come join us there. Also, besides Cinco de Mayo, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Finn and McDonald's having their annual Mother's Day sale all weekend. This weekend, you get 20% off all women's merchandise. So if you haven't gotten anything for your mom or your wife yet or what have you, 20% off at all women's clothing, shoes, and all that stuff at Finn and McDonald this weekend. And guys, don't worry. If you don't know what to get them, you can get them a gift certificate. And that'll work out. Also, this weekend on Saturday is the Selkirk Crest chapter of the 31st Annual Big Game Banquet put on by the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. You can get more information at that by going online to Quinette@mybradleys.com or call 265-1888. So that's happening this weekend for the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Also, going on here in the next couple of days, let's see, we've got Friday, there is a violin and piano concert at the First Presbyterian Church. Kim Angelus and Jennifer Goldenberger playing at 6 o'clock, and that's put on by the Music Conservatory of Sandpoint, so you can check that out on their website. Also Friday, Bright Moments Jazz playing at the Pondere Winery from 5 until 8. Let's see, Saturday at the winery, it's live music with Nick Wiebe of Wiebe Jammin', and they'll be jamming from 5 until 8. Bright Moments Jazz is at the back door on Saturday evening. Of course, Saturday Farmers Market is back in full swing. And we'll talk about also Saturday's a big Cinco de Mayo party at Eichhardt's. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. Matchwood Brewing has a spring tonic from 12 until 3 on Saturday. And let's see, it's Mother's Day weekend at Silverwood Theme Park. I think mom gets in free. Go to silverwood.com and check that out. And what else is going on this weekend? Spring sports are right around the corner, rec sports. So I think the spring rec guide from the city rec department should be coming out very, very soon. So you'll want to look for that. Coming up on the show today, we'll be talking to the folks from Music Bridges Borders here in just a moment. Then we'll welcome in Veronica Knowlton from the Panada Theater. And then we'll be talking to a couple of guys from Great Northern Disc Golf. So stick around.
Having knee replacement surgery is a big decision. Northwest Specialty Hospital is the only hospital in the Inland Northwest to offer the VELYS robotic-assisted solution. It's a personalized system that helps our surgeons perform knee replacement surgery that is tailored to each patient and designed to provide digital precision and accuracy. Contact the orthopedic specialist at Northwest Specialty Hospital at 208-262-2300 or nwsh.com/VELYS.
Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet has added ReadyWise Survival and Emergency Foods to their line of food and storage supplies. They also feature preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, plus ammo and knives. And, of course, Grunberg Sloss carries U.S. and world coins, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5, located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet.
They were our brothers, our sisters, sons and daughters. They were our parents, family, our neighbors, and our friends. How can we express the gratitude that we all owe the thousands and thousands of American veterans who have sacrificed so much for our country's freedom? It was they who stepped forward from the time this country was created to fight for everything we know about liberty and freedom. And although we celebrate their victories and console them for their losses by creating monuments and honoring them in parades, the truth is we can never do enough for the freedom they've given us. Perhaps the most important thing we can do is reach out to those veterans closest to us and simply tell them, thank you. Thank you for all you've done for freedom. All of us at Shiloh Inns would like to take this opportunity to recognize the many men and women who have served and continue to serve our country so that we will always be free. Thank you, veterans, from everybody at Shiloh Inns.
Looking for a great job? Super One Foods in Sandpoint is hiring with a variety of positions available, with some of them starting at $18 an hour. Apply today at superonefoods.net or simply stop by the store and ask for Steve or Lynn. And at Super One Foods, they say, save time, shop online. Just log on and select your items, then pick up at store or have them delivered to you. Go to superonefoods.net for Super One Foods in Sandpoint.
Dell Technologies wants to celebrate all your hard work with these Small Business Month specials. Get great value offers on powerful laptops, desktops, and servers with Windows 11 Pro starting at $499, plus top monitors and docks, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. It's the perfect time to upgrade so you and your team can stay secure from anywhere. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL to refresh your business tech with these Small Business Month specials. Dell recommends Windows 11 Pro for business.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
North Idaho Thursday. I'm Bob Witte along with you. Happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody. We're going to get to a great Cinco de Mayo event that's coming up this weekend, but first we have Rick Reed and Eleanor Reed and Sandy Nicholson with us. They are with Music Bridges Borders. And how are you guys doing?
We're fine.
Good.
It's Cinco de Mayo. I mean, right up there with St. Patrick's Day, one of the great holidays of the entire year. So can't complain about that.
That's for sure.
Right.
Rick, why don't you jump in here and tell us, anybody who doesn't know, what is Music Bridges Borders and what do you guys do?
Music Bridges Borders is, it's really a lot of things. It's a camp. It's a cultural enrichment program. It's a great fun. I recently described our events to somebody as they're really warm, feel-good events. It's just where you come, you have a great time, and you see good things happening, and you're a part of it. And that kind of comes full circle to our community, and it's a community event. It's a community organization. Music Bridges Borders.
Are you a nonprofit?
We're a nonprofit. Okay. I was just getting, we're all volunteers. There's nobody's getting any kind of salary. It's all, it's totally volunteer driven, with people with a passion. Just, I hate to use a cliche to do good things, but here we are. We're just making some great things happen.
So speaking of those great things, Sandy, why don't you jump in and tell us what things do you guys do?
So like Rick said, we are a cultural music exchange. And so we are proud to have several years under our belts now of bringing orchestral symphonic students from Mexico to Sandpoint. But then Sandpoint students are able to engage with them. And so last year during our exchange program, and this is just part of what we do, it's the biggest part. During our exchange program, we had how many students work with?
We had 6 students from Mexico last year, yeah, and they were from different locations in Baja North Mexico, Mexicali, and Tijuana.
Right, and they worked they were here for 2 weeks or longer, and they worked for 4 days during that time with Sandpoint children, and we had over 20 students between the ages of 7 and 13 who were able to work directly with our exchange students for 4 days, learning an instrument, and then the next day they would learn another instrument, and by the end of it they were really excited to then go home and do this for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm. So it was like a musical rotation, what was it, Discovery, I think, was...
Yeah, it's like they were exploring different instruments, and it was amazing how they were saying, hey, I want to play the violin, or I want to play the viola, etc. But for these, thanks to this program that these musicians, talented musicians, did, they were... some of these students were able to find schools in the community, and they spray, and some went to different, you know, like a Velanote school or Suzuki String. And we are really happy that it was a very positive camp for our children in Sandpoint.
And so how did this all begin? Where did the idea come from? And
well, Eleanor is, of course, from Mexico, and our children were down there. And they were just, our daughter was just starting up in violin, and the orchestras in Mexicali were just getting started, and Eleanor lucked out and spotted that and said, I want my child to be in this, and got her in, and they had a great time. They'd spend the winters down there, go to public school down there, and then come back here and re-enroll in public school here, so it was just
good place
a great
to go
experience.
In the winter.
Yes, so the winter public school, so the children learned their Spanish and got involved in this program, so Eleanor saw that and went, why can't we do that in Sandpoint? It's a wonderful program. So she got together with Ruth Klingensmith at the time. And Ruth understood it right away and said, yeah, we should try this. And so she worked with Ruth. And we brought a conductor and his wife and 3 students from Mexico. Yeah. And it went really well. And from there, it kept going. And then we decided, as Music Bridges Borders, we really need to go off as a separate entity on our own, because the program just wasn't growing with what we were doing. And so in the past 4 years, when we became Music Bridges Borders and became a nonprofit entity, it's really grown leaps and bounds since then.
So how do you then support yourself, and how do the kids be able to come up here and so on?
Yeah, that's where the community involvement comes in. We get so much involvement from the community, and I would be remiss not to mention some people while I'm on the air. We have, the Rotary has really stepped up, aside from people volunteering and helping. They're helping us monetarily, and along with Ting and Angels Over Sign Point and iCarts, the event that happens at iCarts, iCarts sends the money to us that comes from that event. Aside from the community involvement, where Eleanor has met so many people and they donate from the small businesses.
Yes, we have a lot of people involved with our small business in town. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, we have a wonderful silent auction.
Generosity of them to do this.
So this Saturday, you guys have one of these events. Of course, Cinco de Mayo celebration, which is actually today, but Saturday seems like a very appropriate day to have it.
Yeah.
So starting at noon at iCarts, and what does it entail?
Yeah, well, it'll be at noon on the Siete de Mayo, but we're having the Cinco de Mayo on the Siete. And, well, that'll start with us decorating and making it. Really, that alley is just a neat place in between iCarts and the other building. We're hoping for good weather. We've been lucky these last number of years. If the weather's not good, we're going to go upstairs and have a bunch of easy ups to protect from the rain if we can get in and out. So I guess Sandy's been on the plan for that.
So we turn the alley into a typical alley that you might see in Mexico, and it's a family event. We're going to have yard games. I just went and got spike ball today and a ring toss today, and there's lots to do for the kids, and it's going to be a tostada and margaritas and cerveza, and just a really, you know, family fun event, and it's one of our biggest that we create to help fund this program.
And so a portion of the sales, or do you have auctions, or how do we...
All of that. Yeah. So
the silent auction, and I'm not sure if I mentioned Angels Over Sandpoint.
Yes, you did.
If I did before. Yeah, okay, great.
We're going to have some kind of dance, too.
Yeah, it says salsa dancing. What exactly is salsa dancing?
Well, salsa dancing is the dancing style with a style of music.
It comes in hot, medium, or mild?
It's all go.
It's gonna be a mix. Actually, it's gonna be different kind of dance around like North America. Like we're gonna have salsa. We're gonna have some kind of bachata. They usually this kind of music that people love to dance in República Dominicana. Music from Cuba, and also probably some kind of folkloric music from Mexico. So we're gonna have a kind of mix of music there, and a wonderful instructor. You know.
Damien Cudmore with Latin Flair will be there. He'll be quite the charismatic leader for the dance and teach people some basic dance moves for salsa, probably tango. And
it's also a good chance to come down, have fun with us, and see a little bit about the students who will be coming this year.
Gotcha.
So we will have bios out of them and you know, a picture of them, and so we get really attached to those kids.
I can name, if you want me to, I can mention some of the instruments that we're going to have this year.
Sure.
Okay, so... we have 8 students from Mexico this year, and one of the students will be Ivana Flores. Ivana Flores is a fantastic oboe player. She's coming for first time Ensenada, Baja California. Then we have Ricardo Rivera. He plays clarinet, and he's coming from Mexicali, Baja California. Miguel Angel Gonzalez, he's going to be playing trumpet, and he's also from the same city, Mexicali. And also we're going to have Elian. Elian is a percussionist. He's a fantastic percussionist, and he's coming also from Tijuana. I'm sorry. Gibrian Enrique, he's a fantastic violinist. He's been with us before, probably 5 years ago. And he is good in violin. Very talented.
Amazing violin.
Amazing, yes. We have Katia Angelica. She's 14 years old, is our youngest musician, and she's going to be playing the flute. And our last musician will be Andrea Rivera, and it's the first time she's coming also, mm-hmm. like many of them. She is good in her violin.
Very good. So again, if you would like to learn more about Music Bridges Borders and help them celebrate Cinco de Mayo and how you can help these kids out with their great worthy music programs, their Cinco de Mayo celebration is hopefully weather permitting in the alley behind next to iCarts and lots of Mexican food and drink, piñatas, dancing, music as we've talked about. It all begins at noon. And Rick, how late into the day are you planning on going?
Well, actually, I'll defer that one to Sandy.
We go until the party stops, usually. Until it winds down. Yeah, until it winds down. And it's usually, you know, winds down early evening. So
yeah, that yeah. sounds great. A great afternoon. Hopefully, it's going to be a little cool, but hopefully the rain will stay away because it sounds like this is a great outdoor event. And I'm actually kind of looking forward to it.
We do have the option to go upstairs if the weather gets really ugly. Then we'll manage it. We'll put it upstairs.
Yeah. Now it says here that you're encouraging people to wear Mexican dress.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So we would love you to come dressed for a fiesta, and we will be having a costume contest. Ah. So. With a prize, so that
you're also going to have piñatas full of Mexican candy.
Yes.
So don't forget the whole family.
Party without
over.
A piñata.
No, so that's going to be really fun.
There you go.
Piñatas. Yeah.
Very good. Again, that is this Saturday starting at noon, hopefully outside right next in the alley. Right next to iCarts on Cedar Street, the second block of Cedar Street. And Rick, if people wanted to learn more about your Music Bridges Borders, is there a website? Are you on Facebook? Or?
Yeah, we do have Facebook. There's a Facebook site. And my daughter's putting that together. So if you can go Music Bridges Borders Facebook, you should be able to come up with that. And I did want to say, the piñata, we had a really hard time, but we found Mexican piñatas authentic at De Leon in Spokane. So it was really nice to be able to buy one from Mexico versus the other place.
Well, very good. We need to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll switch gears a little bit, and Veronica Knowlton, the executive director with the Panada Theater, will be with us and tell us what's going on all month long at the Panada. So stick around.
Now's the time to think about your spring projects inside and out. Sandpoint Superdrug and Ace Hardware can help. With their expanded hardware department, they have you covered for your projects inside and out. Brooms, racks, glass cleaners, drop cloths, and so much more. Plus, you can get everything with their curbside pickup. So make a list and head over to Sandpoint Superdrug and Ace Hardware today. Open 7 days a week on Fifth Avenue in Sandpoint, helping their neighbors for over 40 years.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
All right, we are back. Our second segment here today in North Idaho Thursday, and Veronica Knowlton, the executive director with the historic Panada Theater in downtown Sandpoint. Veronica, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, Bob?
You're just grinning from ear to ear. It must be so great for you and everybody involved with the Panada to be back at basically full swing.
Full swing we are. We had a lull in April to take care of some facilities projects, but we have 13 event days in May.
Yeah.
Which is the highest occupancy rate I've seen since starting in September. So I'm very excited to get back into it.
Congratulations. Let's get to the schedule, if that's all right.
Yes.
With you. By the way, before I forget, next Thursday is the general membership luncheon for the Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce, and the Panada will be our business of the month. And your cleanup crew, who I happen to know most of them personally, are going to be our volunteers of the month because they come in the morning after events and do
a fantastic job.
The bathrooms and everything.
The bathrooms, popcorn spills, all the sticky beer that's left over. they really do an amazing job. The Panada is fully supported by volunteers. So we have three paid staff, myself being one of them, but everyone else you see working events from tickets to concessions to bar to cleanup is 100% volunteer, and we are very grateful and thankful for such an amazing community.
Yeah, it's wonderful that they do that. Getting to the schedule for this month, this weekend, the Waldorf School presents
Rent School Edition. So there is some modifications from the original Broadway production, but the set is amazing. If you follow us on social media, you'll be getting a sneak peek. They have totally built out the most amazing set on our stage. It's really incredible what they've done in such a short amount of time.
So that is 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. There is Saturday, a 2 o'clock matinee, and then again Saturday night.
Yes. So there's three chances to stop in and see it, and I cannot recommend it enough. It is fantastic.
And then coming up on May the 11th, the second Wednesday film series continues with the classic Sound of Music, and it's brought to you by Ting.
Yes. So May through September, second Wednesday of each month, we're hosting a summer film series starting with Sound of Music. So it'll be a good way to kick off the series. Classic film right after Mother's Day, sponsored by Ting. Very thankful for our event sponsors. And $5 tickets.
Wow.
Free to Panada members, so watch your email if you're a member. Dollar popcorn, and the most important piece, I think, is dollar first drinks, including the bar.
No way.
Yes. So stop on the farmer's market and then come on down for your dollar beer, even if you don't stay for the movie.
Yeah. Well, it's a great movie, Julie Andrews and the original
cast. Yes, it is lovely.
And $1 for a beer. Come on. That's like when I was in my 20s.
We might put the 219 out of business.
Well, it's just for one.
So. Just for about an hour.
And then what happens after that?
So then on Thursday, we have the Full Draw Film Tour, which will be kicking off. Well, not, we're still a little early for archery season, but there's, I believe, two local North Idaho films that will be featured in the film tour this year. So that's exciting. And then what do we have on Friday, flamenco. Mm-hmm. We are hosting a flamenco concert. I would highly encourage you, if you are thinking about going, to buy your tickets in advance. We have sold quite a few tickets this week. And there's a discount. It's $22 per person in advance versus $25 at the door. I would very highly encourage anybody interested in going to snag your tickets sooner than later.
And who's presenting that?
The Panada is.
Oh, it is? You guys.
Yes. We are starting to reach out to local. They are from Seattle, so they're kind of local to the northwest here. But we are starting to reach out to local talent and bring them on in and give Sandpoint some entertainment.
That's great. That's on May the 13th. And then, as you heard right here on this show last Thursday, I think it was, Chris Chambers joined us with the Sandpoint Sailing Association, and they have a film called The Weekend Sailor.
That is a beautiful documentary about a sailing team that competed in, I'm drawing a blank on the name of the race, but it looks really good, supporting Sandpoint Sailing Club. It is free. There is a suggested door donation to support the sailing club, but it'll be fun. Doors open at 6 o'clock. They will be hosting a silent auction and social hour as well.
Yeah, and you can, as Chris was telling us, you can learn all about the Sandpoint Sailing Association, how you can join and all that kind of stuff and enjoy a free movie. So, wonderful night on the 14th. And you're right. You have a full slate this month. And then you just come right back on the 16th. You know your cleanup crew is going to be busy in May.
I know. I've already buttered them up with some
And you have your board meeting on the 16th, and then is that open for anybody?
Yep, come on down. It's hosted at the Little Theater, which is directly next door to the main theater. They are at 6 o'clock. We did have to adjust this date in May due to a concert on Thursday, May 19th. So there is a date change. May 16th, 6 o'clock, open to the public. Come on down, see what we're planning for the fall and spring of 2023.
And then a couple days later, POAC presents the Brubeck Brothers Quartet.
Again, if you're interested in going, I highly recommend buying tickets in advance. There is quite a buzz about them coming to the Panada.
I'm not familiar. Do you know them?
Yes. Actually, my sister is a huge fan, and I tried getting her to come out for the concert. She lives in New Jersey.
Oh, wow.
She won't be in attendance, unfortunately. They have been performing for a while. They're a critically, nationally recognized jazz quartet.
Okay.
Listen to them on Spotify. You're in for a treat.
And then the third weekend in May, back after a two-year hiatus, is Lost in the 50s, which everybody's thrilled to have that back.
Everyone is so excited.
And, you know, Canadians will be back in the country now. And I mean, they're a huge part of Lost in the 50s. So that weekend, what's happening with the Panada?
We are hosting just an open house. So Lost in the 50s will be downtown. We will be opening our doors Friday at 2 o'clock, Saturday morning at 10 a.m. If you need to use the bathroom, come on in. If you'd like a hot popcorn, come on in. We will be looping some classic Charlie Chaplin silent films if you just want to come and sit.
It's like Lost in the 20s.
Yeah. The programming on that was a bit delicate just due to public domain, and I won't bore you with the legalities on that one. But we'll just be hosting an open house. If you want to stop in for a tour, we're more than happy to have anybody come in.
And then, as you'll hear, next week or the week after, Dorothy Prophet is bringing Exit Pursued by a Bear, a Cade Prophet Memorial play.
Mm-hmm. That will be hosted in the Little Theater. It is a Shakespeare act, and I had never heard of it before, I will confess, before she brought it to me, and it sounds very interesting. A little bit of dark comedy, as Shakespeare was known for, but it should be a fantastic production. She does a very good job at everything she produces.
Oh, absolutely, and for those of you who don't know, Cade passed away a few years ago, and she started this once a year to do a play in his honor. And of course, like everything else in our world, had to take a two-year hiatus.
Yes.
And now it's back. So it's great to have that back.
Yes.
And then we're not done with May yet. At the Panada, you have one more big event.
Yes, Allegro Dance Spring Recital will be Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 28th. There will be two performances, a 1 o'clock and a 6 o'clock. Beautiful dance, beautiful music, just a little bit of classic performing arts to round out our busy month of May at the theater.
Very good. We're talking to Veronica Knowlton with the Panada Theater, and that's, like you said, the busiest month that the Panada's had in the last couple of years. And it's just great to have so many events back. And is this going to continue, do you think, into June and July and so forth?
June, we are booked. July is very light just due to the holidays. August, with the festival and tourist season, August, we're almost entirely dark, with the exception of second Wednesday. September through December, we hit the ground running, and I have one available weekend left on my books.
Wow.
So I'm really excited for all that the Panada can offer the community of Sandpoint.
So if anybody wants to get involved, you mentioned it earlier that Panada's all run by volunteers except for a very small staff. How can people get involved and volunteer and find out more about it?
Panada.org. The top of our website, far right, there is a Contact Us tab. We ask for your first, last name, email address, and then leave some remarks in the comment box. Just basically, if you want to help with the concessions or cleaning, we do have some special volunteer projects such as painting or some smaller facilities stuff. If you're wanting to help, we'd be lucky to have you.
That's great. Veronica, thanks for joining us. It's always nice to see you and very informative for our audience. And have a great busy month.
Yes, thank you, Bob. We'll see you in June.
And we'll see you this afternoon at the Leadership Sandpoint Cinco de Mayo party.
I will be there. I can't wait to meet everybody.
All right. We are going to take our final break for this afternoon. When we come back, we're going to switch gears and be talking about disc golf in our local golf course and some events they have coming up and how you can get involved yourself. So stick around.
Like most backseat drivers, I'm all about safety. Dad, pothole.
Got it.
So Les Schwab tires makes my job easy. With services like brakes, steering, and alignment. Those cheap tire centers just throw on tires, and that's it. Now, I'm not telling people how to do their job. Linger. I'm just glad Les Schwab takes safety as seriously as me.
Help keep drivers and backseat drivers safe with Les Schwab tires. Celebrating 70 years of doing the right thing.
It's in Park, right?
The Pondere Winery, located at 301 Cedar in historic downtown Sandpoint, is a true experience. With award-winning wines, handmade cuisine, local artwork, live music, and a unique gift shop, our tasting room has a little something to offer for everyone. This month, our walls will be adorned with beautiful art by Karen Robinson, and wine club members will enjoy the release of our 2020 Primitivo and the gold medal-winning 2021 Pinot Gris. Go to powine.com or visit our Facebook page for a list of musicians and events happening throughout May. The Pondere Winery, a Sandpoint institution for the past 27 years.
Hello, this is Jim Woodward, your state senator for Bonner and Boundary Counties. I'm here to address the false claims being made in regard to my voting record and my beliefs. If you look at my website, jimwoodwardforsenate.org, you will see the facts and that I am endorsed by a number of well-recognized organizations, including the North Idaho Building Contractors, the Professional Firefighters of Idaho, the Fraternal Order of Police, Idaho Chooses Life, and the National Rifle Association. They don't believe the false claims. Why should you? Please vote Jim Woodward for State Senate May 17th.
Paid for by re-elect Jim Woodward, State Senate, Mike Mooney, Treasurer.
Hello, this is Scott.
And Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We have 42 years of combined experience and are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old Powerhouse Building, Suite 203. So come on down and see or check us out on the web, Albertson Barlow Insurance.
In politics, it's easy to say things that can never be proven. Promises are made and accusations are tossed about, hoping to influence the public in one direction or another. I'm Representative Sage Dixon, and I believe actions speak louder than words. My service to District 1 is a responsibility I take seriously, and I have shown this by working on issues important to all of us, such as promoting and protecting local businesses and organizations, improving roads and education opportunities, protecting our natural resources and lowering taxes, and more importantly, working on the issues that you bring directly to me that affect the day-to-day lives of individuals throughout our district. The past 2 years have been tough for many of us, and although we are recovering, it would not be difficult for us to step backwards again. My conservative principles, combined with my experience, are what is needed to keep District 1 and Idaho moving in the right direction. It has been an honor serving as your state representative, and I am humbly asking to continue that service for another term. On May 17th, vote Sage Dixon for State Representative, Seat 1B. Paid for by the committee to elect Sage Dixon.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400, and 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back. Our final segment for today, I'm Bob Witte along with you and joined here from the Sandpoint Disc Golf. What are you guys, a nonprofit organization? Is that?
We are now, yep.
Eric Nelson and Carl Kleinkopf are with us. And guys, tell us about yourselves and your association and the golf course here.
Well, I guess that was kind of the first question. Who are we exactly? So in 2011, we formed a group, the Sandpoint Disc Golf Association, at the beginning of the project over at the Vandal course over at the old UMI property. And that course went in the ground really quickly, and we enjoyed that for a couple of years. And the opportunity to build the current course there off of Baldy Road kind of came up, and the group looked at it as, wow, that would be awesome, but we just built the course. And so we walked the property, we talked about it, and a couple of things. It was one, the writing on the wall was the current course at the Vandal wasn't necessarily permanent. And we saw this as an opportunity not only to build a bigger, better course, but one that would be here forever. And at the time, it just made a lot of sense. So it was a lot more work, that second course. But it's in the ground now. And so we operated as the Sandpoint Disc Golf Association under a separate nonprofit who partnered with us and basically let us operate under their, nonprofit. And that went along until this last winter. And, you know, there's been some changes with the potential future of that property. So the city's looking at, oh, how are we going to, you know, make this forever, which was originally the goal. And as an association, we decided to go ahead and become our own 501c3. We took on some new board members, got an accountant. We've got a lot of good guys on the board. And
so that's what's known as the Great Northern Disc Golf.
Correct.
And you guys, you're your own 501c3. Let's go back a step for a minute. And Carl, tell us about the kind of the history of disc golf. I mean, how long has it been around, and how'd you guys?
I believe it's been around since like the 80s, right? Maybe even before that with tone poles and some other things.
Yeah.
But like the modern sport of disc golf with definitely different discs than frisbee lids is from 80s. Pretty much.
So when did it evolve? I just was learning this in the last couple of years that, you know, it became one of those really safe things you could do during COVID. Go for a walk in the woods and throw what I still call a frisbee around, but they're disc golf.
Discs.
And they're not just frisbees. When did it evolve to, I mean, there's ones for short range, there's ones for medium range and long range and just all kinds of stuff.
Well, it's interesting because I had played disc golf, you know, 20 years ago. There was a course in Memorial Field, a temporary one, 20-something years ago. It was, you know, and that lasted until it kind of started getting popular, and it wasn't sanctioned, and it wasn't like, so that, you know, that came and went. There's been other courses like that. But pretty much from that point, it was really evolving. It was kind of catching on. You're hearing more about it. Pro events were happening. But in the time since we built the Vandal course in 2011, that's really been the transition where it's gone from kind of it's frisbee golf and look at these, you know, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
For a while, I don't know if currently, I think pickleball might have taken over, but it was the fastest growing sport on the planet there for a while.
For several years running, actually.
So the life of basically the Disc Golf Association and what is now Great Northern has been like the transition from the real deal. I mean, there's pros signing $1 million contracts in disc golf now,
jeez,
as of the last couple of years. It's a huge deal. Courses are popping up all over the place. It's and there's a lot of reason for that. It's accessible. Anybody can do it. It's all inclusive. People get along out there, no matter what kind of background they're from or whatnot. It's just a neat thing. People get behind and it's just a healthy way to get out in the woods for some low-impact activity.
And you guys have an event coming up on May the 10th for youth. Is this running through the rec department?
It is. That's going through the rec department. We have some board members and some local disc golfers that are going to be there. They're going to bring discs. If you don't have your own disc, you don't need to bring one. But just to show people the ropes. If you're brand new, never done it, great. If you're intermediate, kind of getting into it and want to learn from someone who's a little more advanced player, it's a good thing to show up for.
So that
we'll cover more than just how to throw a disc. We'll cover also like rules. If you have questions about the disc golf rules, like how to mark your lie, how to stand behind your lie, and all those sorts of things too.
Yeah. I didn't know there were rules.
Oh, yeah. No, it's very similar to
ball golf. Just go out there and throw the thing around.
Yeah. In fact, ball golfers, I guess you could call it legacy golf. Ball golfers, they complain when you associate golf with ball because they think it's naturally associated with ball. But us disc golfers, we like to refer to ball golf as ball golf. But those rules are very similar to the rules of disc golf. And we'd be happy to impart our knowledge of those rules when we have with this clinic.
And so for youth disc clinic, what are their ages? Is there
anything goes?
Anything goes.
If you can hold a disc, you're welcome.
Yep.
Very good. And then you're having a tournament a little while after that, coming up on May the 21st. Tell us about that.
Yeah.
Well, to find out more about it, if you're interested in, it might be a waiting list now. It could be full, but it's on discgolfscene.com, and you can just look it up. Type in Sandpoint or Baldfoot or Lost in the Fir Trees is the name of the tournament. But you're welcome to come out and just watch. If you're new to disc golf and you just want to just stand at the first tee box and watch some of the Pro Division drive their discs, it'll be worth watching.
Do you do golf clap like they do on TV?
It's an option. It's an option.
So, according to Disc Golf Scene registration, as of right now, we have 71 out of 72 spots filled.
Wow.
So one spot.
Well, congratulations. That's great. So yeah. Tell us about the course itself. You moved out there a while back. I just know from walking around out there, it's beautiful. It's in the woods. And you go out Baldy Mountain Road, cross the tracks, and look for the parking lot on the left. How did the course come about? I mean, it was just guys go out on the weekend and start paving its way?
Well, the original, the spearhead for the Vandal course there at the U of I property was Rick Leader, and there was a group of disc golfers that had been avid disc golfers for a long time, like way before it was cool. And they really punched a hole getting the Vandal course in. And I was just a volunteer at that point. I just wanted to come out and support that project. And I was a big part of moving the course and starting the Baldyfoot course. And since then, I've been on the board and whatnot. What was I getting at? What was my original question there? Sorry.
just how the course came about and who built it? And
oh, well, it's a group of local disc golfers, essentially. It was all volunteer money and dollars. The city was really stoked for a group to use that property because it was originally bought in 2009 on a bond to put a future water treatment facility. Since then...
Bet the neighbors were relieved that it's disc golf instead of water treatment.
It's always with the neighbors, right? You know, it's something new, so they weren't so sure about us at first. And I was actually the point person to field any concerns of the neighbors, and they love us now. They want us to stay for sure.
Yeah.
The alternatives, none of the alternatives are.
You smell better, I would imagine.
Smell better. It's better than a potential neighborhood, so on and so forth. So. Again, yeah, it's been quite a deal. The idea was it's there forever when we started it. There is a master plan for it that includes another 18 shots into the same pins. There's already fairways roughed in to have an A loop, which is already there, and a B loop where you just shoot from different tee pads into the same basket, so you can play basically 36 holes.
So you mentioned that always being there. Is that... Do you have the course forever, or do you need to buy it, or where's that at?
That's a good question. What it's going to take to keep it. I think everybody involved at the city level, the community, all thinks it's definitely worth preserving. It is something that is irreplaceable. That is one thing to stress. If it goes away, there's no replacing it.
Yeah.
It's one of the top, it is in the top 100 courses in the world.
Wow.
It's within walking distance of town. And it's just a beautiful open green space with potential for multi-use. Like right now, people bring their dogs out. There are definitely walkers and joggers that have used that property since we were even there. We've just cleaned it up and made it a park. But a dedicated dog park, bike and camping, a bike trail, there's a master plan that includes all of these things. But in 2018, when the city decided to retro the existing water sewer treatment facility, now they're in a position where they bought that with bond money. And that's part of the water business that the city oversees. It's not, it's a separate thing.
Mm-hmm.
We need to figure out a way to make the ratepayers whole, preserve what we have, and basically finish what we started by adding different amenities and making it accessible to even more uses.
Somebody's hearing this now and wants to get involved, wants to help out. What's the best way to do that?
Sandpoint Disc Golf on Facebook is a good way to kind of get updates. You can send us messages through there. Josh DeLucci runs that site, and he's real. He'll get back to you and pass word along. GreatNorthernDiscGolf.com is also our website. Email address, excuse me.
Yeah, GreatNorthernDiscGolf.com. It's called the Baldfoot Disc Golf Course. They have a youth disc golf clinic. through the rec department on May the 10th for anybody who says they're a youth, and your tournament on May 21st, basically already sold out, so congratulations on that. Good luck with the future. I'm certainly interested in seeing it stay for all the reasons you just mentioned. It's a beautiful course, top 100 in the world, and a multi-use facility out there. So Eric Nelson, Carl Kleinkopf, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks,
and keep us updated. We'll do it again.
Absolutely.
Sounds all right. Great.
That's it for North Idaho Thursday. I'll be back in here. In fact, that's it for me this week. I'll be back in here next week. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.
K246 CU, 1450 KBFI.